And we are joined now by Pam Heminger, the mayor of Chapel Hill, as a little bit early today because you're heading to an early voting thing at 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah, at Chapel of the Cross.
Yep. That's going to be a big event. I know we talked about that yesterday with some of the UNC students, or one of the UNC students who was helping to organize that. But it's a really cool event that they're doing to get out the vote on day one.
It's wonderful, and it kind of builds awareness for early voting in general, which we need people to come out and vote. It's always better when lots more people come out. And we are a very blue district over here, and we kind of have to pull our weight to balance out some of the other districts in the state. So we like it when lots of Chapel Hill folk come out to vote.
And a lot of important items on the ballot, of course, the presidential race and the governor's race, the Senate, all of the primaries there, but also Connect NC bond, Board of County Commissioners. There's going to be races that are decided right here and now.
They are. They're decided during this primary election. So if we want you to be interested in local politics, and if you are interested, come on out and vote and get to cast your vote on the presidential primary.
So speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger, and I want to ask about the sort of the big controversy. I know there was a Chapel Hill news story about it earlier this week, which is the cemetery marker or the cemetery non-marker. I guess I should say now, because this has been kind of an issue for a long time. If you're joining us and you haven't really been following this, you got the old Chapel Hill Cemetery. There are 361 graves for slaves and free people of color. There was a marker, and there have been calls for a marker to be placed commemorating those lives for a long time. A marker was placed earlier this year, really just sort of put there, and there wasn't a ceremony or anything. People were talking about, well, let's have a ceremony. Some people were talking about it being out of place, and now that marker has been removed, and people are upset about that. So where do things stand right now?
Well, first of all, I just want to say that I love that people care so much. People care enough to want to honor the souls that are buried there and wanted to do something to commemorate that. And then other people in the community care so much about what exactly is that we are commemorating and that we describe it in a way that does honor versus just describe and uses language and input from the community to do so. This didn't go through the normal public process. It went through the cemetery board, which is made up of individuals who do wonderful work for our town and very good intentions, moved this project along, but we didn't have that normal opportunity we have to have public input from the community. We usually do that through a council meeting and welcome people to come and give input. This wasn't on people's radar in the community as far as knowing that this process was moving forward. I came into the middle of it, wasn't sure where we were. The marker was placed before had a grasp of the understanding that this hadn't gone through that public process. So I don't think people were disappointed in putting a marker out, just in what the actual wordage and verbiage to make sure it did honor and reflect the people that are buried there. So we're going to put it back through a process. We removed it so that people, it had just been installed a couple weeks before and there was no ceremony or dedication, and that needed to happen too. So when we go through the process and figure out what wording works with a lot of community input, then we can plan to have a dedication ceremony, which is warranted for this.
So what feedback have you gotten? I know there are people who are sort of upset about the way this whole thing was handled and the fact that it was also just removed without anyone really knowing about it either. So
I know. It's always hard when these things go down that way. Like I said, we'll come back through a process. People were mostly confused as to the fact that the town versus the university had this property. It is actually town property. Mm-hmm. And so the university, too, would like to be involved as part of the community in deciding and helping give input to what kind of verbiage would go there. The state NAACP, the local NAACP, other members of the community, Historic Preservation Trust. There's all kinds of, and citizens want to have, and there are people who are connected to people who are probably buried there who would like to be able to give their input and celebrate. So we were going to, like I said, we'll put it back out there. You always hate it when things happen this way, when we just weren't quite ready to put it out there. And it was the delivery, I think. So the delivery just installed it versus thinking through a process for doing all that.
Speaking with Pam Heminger, mayor of Chapel Hill. So what are the what's the timeline? Do you have a sense of what the next steps are and when it's going
to
happen?
So we're going to have to figure that out. First of all, we were just trying to deal with the situation that was at the moment. So we're meeting the manager, and I were at a conference yesterday, and I was going to talk a little bit about that too. We went to the Metro Mayor's meeting in Rocky Mount yesterday, and just a little bit of, we need to go back to the cemetery board and talk about what a process, include them in what that process would look like.
Okay. And again, we'll keep following that. So other things that are happening in Chapel Hill. You went to the Metro Mayors meeting.
Yes. So Metro Mayors are the 31 mayors that have more than 25,000 in population, except for Carrboro's grandfathered in, so they get to be there too. And we get together and discuss things that are important to the metropolitan areas that maybe the state legislature isn't paying enough attention to, or that we might want to advocate for in a different way. And there's a staff person and a lobbyist and people who are helping us. And so we were talking about that sales tax redistribution, the short session that comes up starting April 25th, which usually is just a tweaking of the budget. New bills aren't introduced, but there's several bills that are in the hopper that could be re-entried. So we talk about what that looks like and what we're looking for. And then we had a wonderful tour of Rocky Mount with all their economic development and changes of things they're doing there, and a chance to visit with other mayors who are experiencing similar kinds of either growth issues like Apex, really connected on the same kind of thing. Apex is experiencing great, or Salisbury, who's doing a wonderful thing with the arts. Just hearing that, and other groups doing revitalization of downtown, and it's a chance to share best practices, concerns, give input to each other. It really is a wonderful group to come together.
So what are the big issues affecting municipalities?
Besides the sales tax redistribution.
Yeah. Is that still on the table, sales tax redistribution?
Well, it could come back.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
It could come back.
Yeah.
So it didn't kind of finish its way.
No,
it didn't entirely go away.
Yeah.
Most of the towns were talking about bringing jobs in, bringing that commercial space to bring jobs to revitalize. And a lot of the concerns were about bringing energy to downtown areas to make them a destination, a place that their own citizens want to come, but also visitors want to come, and what that looks like and how it works. So we had a lot of good discussions about that.
Are there lessons that you can take from other cities to apply in Chapel Hill?
I'm hoping so. I want to check in more with the Salisbury mayor and have some of about this arts. They have a whole art project where they get artists to let sculptures stay for a year in a certain place to advertise art, and through a sculpture area they have the podiums there, and they've had great success in buying purchasing some of this art that the town decided they wanted to keep. Other people were doing joint projects for performing arts centers. Now we're getting a performing arts center in the Carolina Square. That's going to be a wonderful venue for everyone, university and citizens alike, and visitors downtown. Everyone was talking about making their activities and having more green space and more welcoming situations in their downtown. So I think there's a lot to be learned from each other and what best practices for that.
And you mentioned the short session of the General Assembly that's coming in. Budget will be tweaked, but obviously the bill that's going to be proposed that everyone's talking about is the one to either reverse all or part of Charlotte's ordinance on LGBT rights, and particularly transgender rights. What was the discussion about that, if anything?
We were all eager to see what happens with the state. Apparently the state probably won't be calling a emergency session. They'll probably wait till their short session starts on the 25th, and it's more than we're waiting to see. If the legislature starts taking away towns and local governments' abilities to do things that help and benefit and welcome that the community wants, then we're going to have some real bigger issues as well, not only this one but other ones. So that was basically the discussion, that everyone was going to take a wait and see. How do these things that Charlotte approved affect the community, and what does that look like? So we're all looking to see with that. And we have our own attorney has gone through to see what ordinances we have in place that are helpful and supportive of LGBT rights, and what it would look like for us to enter into something like this as well.
All right. Is that something that we could see from Chapel Hill down the road this year?
I'm not sure. It'll have to see if we're champion. And again, waiting to see what the state legislature before we get wholly involved to see what they're going to do. But we want to investigate it. We want to see what was the petition that looked like from Charlotte, and what that looked like, and how that could be entered here.
All right.
We'd definitely be open to it. So I should say that. We'd be very open to it. Just a little more research on that.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I can't remember who it was that we were talking to earlier, like literally earlier this week. No, I think it was at the County Commissioners Forum yesterday. One of the candidates mentioned just the idea of even if the state legislature acts and takes away municipalities' rights to do anything at all, gender-neutral bathrooms in public buildings is something that municipalities could do just right now.
And Carver has done a lot of that, so and that's worked well. So, yes, we're open to looking at that and thinking about it, and like I said, following what the trends are and trying to be welcoming. I mean, as a town, Chapel Hill, that's one of the things we value, that we welcome everyone, and we want to be, don't put up those barriers. So if that's a barrier, that's something we need to take a look at.
Absolutely. Again, speaking with Pam Heminger, and I know we've got to let you go in a minute, you got to get to Chapel of the Cross, but anything else that's going on at Chapel Hill that people should know about?
Yeah, so we had the Ephesus Fordham public information session on tweaking the Ephesus Forum-based code, and it went pretty well. There was a lot of positive feedback and a lot of good questions, and this is going to come back in front of council on Monday, so they'll hear some of this input. But basically, the theme was creating good places without impeding redevelopment of an area. So there is a balance. We had some developers in the audience who said they thought these were actually good changes. So we're looking forward to moving forward with those kinds of revitalization of that area and making sure that we do create the spaces that have the look and feel of what we want while not impeding redevelopment. So that's the goal there.
And more on that on Monday, too?
Yes, there'll be more of that on Monday. And UNC is coming to present on Monday what's going on with their campus and things they're doing. And the Go Triangle is coming to present information on the light rail. So I think people are going to want to see either come down to the meeting at Town Hall or look watch us on TV or on your computer. I think that information, it'll be an update for sure, but we asked a lot of hard questions and they're going to be coming back with some of those answers.
All right, sounds good. Mayor Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.